Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
But if you don't have time to listen to him, you will never experience supernatural harvest. And you could see how easily he and the rest of them could have missed it. What is his initial response? Come on to think. He has been sitting listening to Jesus for hours. He has heard the most amazing things he's ever heard. His body's tired, but his spirit and mind is thrilled. And still, his initial response is not to do this. Isn't it something that the Lord too often has to drag us, kicking and screaming, to reap a wonderful harvest that would set us up? But people are too busy. They're too busy. I got to go to work. I got to do that. Yeah, he knows that. He's got another way. You can labor. You can do it your way till you grow old and die and are not able to do it anymore. But there's another way. I said there's another way. There is another way. It is the way of sowing and reaping. It is the way of being led by the Spirit. It is the way of following His direction to the T. And watching miraculous multiplication and provision. It'll be different than the prescribed way to do that business. Because nobody wanted to go in the middle of the day when they're tired and their gear's put up. But when the Lord, the key to miracles is what Jesus' mother told him at the wedding feast. Whatever He says to you, do it. And we're going to talk about this a lot more, but we will come right back to this when we're all said and done. How can I harvest like I've never harvested before? Whatever He says to you, do it. Read the rest of it. When he left speaking, he said to Simon, he turned and looked at him, Simon. Now, this is new to Simon. I guess they just met today. And he asked him, can he use his equipment? They're just strangers. And now, after he's been so gracious to let him use his equipment and keep him up half of his sleeping time and eating time and everything else, he wants him to go fishing now. And what does this preacher slash carpenter know about catching fish? And you are third generation fishermen. You are in the fishing business. Watch it, watch it, watch it. When you say, now I've been doing this for 20 years. And I know how you're supposed to do this. No, not really. You know about that much in the bottom of a thimble about it.
That's right.
And you got somebody in you.
Hallelujah.
You got somebody in you that really does know everything about everything.
Yes.
He knows what's going on everywhere, what has happened. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow and next week and next year. And He loves you. He's trying to help you. He's trying to put something in your pocket. He's trying to get you ahead. But it'll take faith. And He'll tell you things that don't seem to make sense, like fill the water pots full of water. Like go ahead and go back out to fish. What did Peter say? Glory to God, I'm ready to harvest. And where you lead, I will follow. Master, he's polite, he's respectful, but he wants him to understand that he, you know, which he may not know anything about fishing, but we have already toiled all night. We were being nice to stay with you in your meeting half the day here, and you see these droopy red eyes, I need to get home, because we've taken nothing. Oh, here it comes, though. This is why it's in the book. This is, come on. Nevertheless, at your word, because you said so, I'll do it. Here we go, boys, come on. Get the gear out. Here we go. They're like, oh, man, what? I said, come here. You work for me. Let's go. Yeah, but we've already done this all night. Doesn't matter. You may have combed the area. You may have cold called. You may have done everything in the world by the book and in some. If the Lord says to go to the same place that you thought you've already been over, why? Because when He opens His hand, oh, come on now, when He opens His hand, the waters change. Where there was none, there's more than enough. Where nothing was going on, now everything's going on. And what was the difference? He opened His hand. Why? Because He multiplies the seed. He's the God who gives the increase. But did He catch these fish for Peter? Did He say, now you boys go home, go to bed. You've sowed a good seed here with your boat, and the rest of it's my job. I'm going to get this harvest in for you. You just go home, praise God, make some good confessions. I don't think Jesus touched a net. I don't think He touched any tackle, any equipment, because reaping's not His job. He told him, you launch this thing. You get those nets out. Right now, right there. Go out where it's deep. That means it's going to take longer. Got to go further. Got to let down more. Take more time. He said, well, Master, we've toiled all the night and we didn't get a thing. But, nevertheless, it's your word because you said so. Because you told me. We'll let down the net. Verse 6. When they had this done, they reaped. Talking about how to harvest. They enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and they heard this boing, boing, boing. Nets breaking.
Hallelujah.
Verse 7. And they beckoned to their partners, which were on the other ship, maybe that had been making fun of them for going back fishing in the middle of the day. Hey, come on, come, quick. And they could see the commotion in the water, and they could see the net straining, and they jumped in their boats and they started getting out there, and they came and they filled both the vessels. So that they, both of them, began to sink. I mean, the boats are sitting way down deep in the water. Water's kind of splashing over the side because you've got so many fish. This is their business. These fish are money. And we're not talking about 10 or 20 to get us through to the end of the month. We're talking about cars paid off or chariots. As it were, chariots, houses, equipment, if they had any payments on their boat. We're talking about stuff paid off, and extra time for the wife and the kids.
Hallelujah.
Vacation, Disney World, or whatever it was. Jerusalem World. New sandals for the kids. This is money. This is substantial money. Somebody say net breaking.
Net breaking.
Ship sinking.
Ship sinking.
Too many fish.
Hallelujah.
You know what limited that catch that day? only their capacity to embrace it. If their boats had been bigger, if their nets had been bigger and stronger, if they'd had another three or four boats, you understand what I'm talking about? They got everything they could carry. Out of the same spot, they had toiled fruitlessly all night long. Why? They sowed a seed. Their time, their stuff. They put the ministry first, didn't they? They put the kingdom first to help get the word out. Word senders, weren't they? Helping Jesus send the word out to this crowd on this day. And I mean, as soon as he got done speaking, he said, all right, launch. Get those nets down. Oh, hallelujah. What if he couldn't have talked Peter into this? What if he'd have told Jesus, well, I know you mean well, but you know, I'm tired and I need to go to the house because I got to go to work in just 4 or 5 hours here. Looking at the wind, looking at the clouds, leaning to your own understanding, locked into your own ability to produce. Friend, this is not coincidence. This is not chance. The Lord's been telling us that He's bringing us into the best shape of our lives. This is how it happens. He wants to teach us a higher way of living and operating than nickel and diming everything. Come on, are you listening? Than eking out every dollar by the sweat of your brow and barely. I mean, we read a while back about working an hour and getting paid for a day. Didn't we read that?
Yes.
Man, that's blessing.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
I worked 2 hours about a month or so ago and got paid for a year.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
God. Didn't we, Phyllis?
Praise the Lord.
Glory. I do not claim to be worth that. No. But I will receive it.
Yes.
Because I can do more with it.
Yes.
It puts me in a different position. And you.
Yes.
Are you willing for the Lord to teach you another way?
Yes.
A higher way.
Amen.
A better way.
Yes.
How to harvest supernaturally. Stand on your feet, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
God who gives me